What do you think of it?
I think it really doesn't move us forward on any issues. It's bickering between the speaker trying to, and the Senate president with the governor, and it doesn't move us forward one step in either energy policy or any other issue people care about.
Do you think it, I mean, it doesn't force anything. LCC would still have to vote. It has to go through the Senate. Is it just nothing? Is there...
It's not nothing. It's when Kansans have real problems. Health care, illegal immigration. They'd like energy policy for the, you know, a serious energy policy. We have several items in the budget. And the fact that they would, at the last minute, bring something up like this, I think is really disrespectful to all the folks who look at us to do some concrete steps forward on their problems.
And so even strategically, it sounds like it's not a good move. Or...
I don't know how you stand up in front of a coffee or any kind of group at home and said, no, I didn't do anything on health care, and no, we didn't get anything on illegal immigration, and the budget stuck, but I did pass a resolution that says we're going to spend money on some lawyers to fight with the governor, and that is why you should really think that I'm doing work for you. It just doesn't work.
The majority leader was saying, this is kind of in response to the lieutenant governor's comments, when he said that, you know, even if the veto is overridden, there may be some things the administration can do to kind of put the kibosh on it. And he says that is what kind of prompted this.
I go back to this. People who send us up here say, you should be looking at my problems. Health care, illegal immigration. There are a number of items in the budget that make a difference in my life. That's what I want to see you working on. And is the legislature weighing in on, you know, our Sunflower doesn't have to hire lawyers, we'll use the legislator lawyers? It just doesn't work. It looks like petty bickering. And
what do you guys expect